Online education is convenient, but sometimes it can be lonely. Sometimes the extra help you need can only come from someone else. At American Public University, they make online education personalized, affordable, and memorable. With 24/7 mental health support available in multiple languages, access to career coaches who are industry professionals, and lifelong career services, you'll never feel alone on your path to success. APU, digital by nature, human by design. Learn more at apu.apus.edu.
Welcome back. This is Liz Peek filling in for Joe Piscopo on the Joe Piscopo Show. Thank you for joining us. It is my great pleasure to welcome to the show Mark Morano, former senior staff member of the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee and the publisher of ClimateDepot.com, talking about wind farms. And I guess the Trump administration has recently canceled a wind farm that was approved at the last minute by Biden's team. Welcome, Mark. What is your view of this, and why did they cancel it?
Well, this was one of the things. Remember, Biden, after they lost the election in November and before Trump was sworn back in January, they went hog wild in the administration, not only approving things like this without due process, without all the local concerns being addressed, but they also packed in all the Inflation Reduction Act, hundreds of billions of dollars in spending, the Stacey Abrams, all of these John Podesta, all of their cronies and friends. They were acting as though it was partying like it was 1999 in the White House. And this Lava Ridge Wind Project in Idaho, which was a 1,000-megawatt wind farm, 231 turbines, 57,000-plus acres in southern Idaho, was just, boom, rubber-stamped and sent out to, you know, immediate implementation. And I'm a little disappointed it took this long. I'm being facetious. But, I mean, finally, August, the Trump administration has stopped this abomination for Idaho. They hadn't even done tests on, you know, the airlines impact, because these are tall structures. Most of the energy of this Idaho wind project from Lava Ridge was going to be going to California anyway. So this was some kind of insider deal, Gavin Newsom's California using the influence to basically put in a ugly, unreliable wind farm in Idaho and get any potential energy and have it shipped to California. It was a mess. And it's about time Trump is now, you know, just finally digging into the weeds and actually getting out some of this massive corruption that was done from the lame duck Biden administration.
I must say, I think I've never seen a more horrifying exit than the Biden administration just throwing billions of dollars at projects that were not vetted, were not real, really. And a lot of them went, as Elon Musk pointed out, a lot of them went basically to Democrat-run NGOs that, you know, could put the money anywhere they wanted to. It is so scandalous. And unfortunately, there's so many scandals about the Biden White House that we haven't really had a chance. No one's had a chance really to dig into them. But let me ask you about this particular project. Was it actually under construction already, or can they rescind that money to the government?
Well, I don't know about the rescinding, but this has actually began. I mean, they've given an approval, and they were starting all the process. Now they did a review by the Trump administration, and now they're reversing it. It's a good question about the money. The problem is, and as we're finding out with the Inflation Reduction Act, it's going to come down to judges, courts, lawsuits. A lot of these, if the money has already been, there's certain contracts in federal law, particularly with the spending side, not so much an energy project. But if the money's already been allocated and the bank has dispensed of the funds, it's very difficult for the government to get the money back. And, you know, maybe it's by design. This is how the graft and corruption works. And let's be fair, it's not, you know, it was particularly bad, but it can happen in Republican sides as well. They need reform of some of these systems, because the money just flows out so easy. It kind of reminds you of a casino where you can put your money down on a table game, it's gone in a second. But hey, when you want to cash in your chips, you have to go wait in a long line to get that money back. That's how they've designed these programs in a lot of ways. It's get the money now, get it to their donors, get it to all the people ready for sucking off the graft and corruption. And then if you ever want it back, years of legal hassle that may even cost more than it is to get the money back in some cases.
Mark, this is Joe Sibilia. In terms of gas-powered vehicles versus green vehicles on a different tack, what do you think the Trump administration is doing to focus in on that we haven't seen already, perhaps behind the scenes in his administration?
Well, I mean, what they're doing is phenomenal. They've gotten rid of the California mandate, so-called, which means California can no longer set the standard for the nation because California and like 10 states were 40%+ of the auto market. So they were demanding EV only by, 2035, 2040. They kept switching the dates. And the Trump administration has also gotten rid of the corporate average fuel economy penalties. So now automakers have zero penalty for producing V8 gas-guzzling trucks, SUVs, cars. It wasn't even an option a few months ago. So all of that put together, just it's a whole new breath of fresh air. Automakers can actually start innovating, coming up with ideas. They don't have to worry about, you know, we're finding this horrible push to aluminum panels in vehicles, and we're finding all this what's called filiform corrosion. American automakers aren't prepared for this. Stellantis has been a huge victim of this, you know, where it looks like almost every single car of certain models are going to have corrosion within 5 years outside of the warranty. People are going to be left with having to replace panels. This is all due to this heavy gas restrictions they put on to push the EV mandate.
Mark, this is Liz Peek again. My connection, for some reason, fell apart. I apologize. And thank you for Al for stepping in.
Sure.
Or Joe, I guess. So going back to the wind farms, because this is a complete travesty, it seems to me. Everyone agrees that these wind farms are really injurious to the environment in so many ways. We had an accident last year off Nantucket where just one blade of a wind farm fell off or broke off, and there were glass shards, basically silicon shards, all over the beaches and we of Nantucket, and this took place out to sea off of Martha's Vineyard. I'm amazed that there hasn't been more really anger from shore residents about these wind farms, because they are seriously dangerous. They're dangerous to not just to whales, but also to people.
They are. And the whales, you mentioned, you know, we've had record number of whale and marine mammal mortalities along the East Coast. There are, I mean, the fishermen, the environmentalists. I was in Martha's Vineyard, or off the coast of Martha's Vineyard. We were in Rhode Island, and we had a coalition of left-wing activists, environmentalists, fishermen, all out there protesting the offshore wind. Donald Trump summed it up accurately. Quote, wind power is killing the beauty of scenery, of our scenery. It's the most expensive form of energy. It's no good. They're made in China. They rust and rot. The whole thing is a con job. That is Donald Trump at his best and most articulate. And just so we know, wind power and solar combined, less than 4% of our total energy in the United States. Wind power, solar combined, less than 14% of our electrical grid, despite massive hundreds of billions of dollars in subsidies, despite massive killing and regulatory schemes to literally ban the competition. We now know that to make one wind turbine, you have to extract 900 tons of steel, 2,500 tons of concrete, 45 tons of non-renewable plastic. There's nothing about them that are green. They don't produce energy. There's no trade-off. They are just ugly, and the Trump administration is literally trying to eradicate as much as possible. So it's a horrible blight on our land, and under current technology, they are not. They make sense only in a few places, you know, certain areas with high wind and an area where they can not have huge, long transport. But even still, you still have to deal with battery backups. It is just incredible that we got this far with wind. And so people will say, oh, well, they don't emit carbon dioxide. They're clean energy. No. The production, transportation, installation, maintenance, disposable are all fossil fuel energy intensive, and they emit huge amounts of emissions. And of course, every other energy source does as well. So there's no green virtue to windmill. They're just inefficient, ugly, and as Donald Trump said, a con job. There's no reason for government to be investing money. So it's amazing what we're witnessing in the first 7 months of the Trump administration. I've already said that Lee Zeldin is probably, not probably, but probably the most consequential cabinet member of Trump's term the first 8 months in. And Lee Zeldin is by far the most consequential EPA chief in the agency's history, just in general, going after all of the EV mandates, green stuff. And of course, you know, Chris Wright at Energy and Doug Burgum, they're just dismantling this whole green agenda. And they're going beyond what they did in the first term. That's the key. They're going after the endangerment finding, which is the statutory baseline that Obama set up that says CO2 is a pollutant and we can regulate it under the Clean Air Act, which gives unelected bureaucrats the power to ban pizza ovens, ceiling fans, and gas-powered stoves and washers and start putting restrictions on it. So this is the world in which we live. Enjoy it, because this is, you know, this is a strange moment in U.S. history when it comes to energy and climate. And it's almost like you got to pinch yourself. You don't know if it's real and you don't know how long it can last.
Well, I was going to say it's a strange moment in American history where we actually undo something stupid that happened. I mean, we almost never do that, right? If you literally you go looking through government agencies and old laws and stuff, we almost never take them down. They just kind of, you know, exist and they keep getting funded, even if they're terrible. I think also Americans are not aware of how damaging this green agenda has been in Europe. I mean, if you look at the economic growth of Europe, it's been one of the major reasons why America has outperformed Europe by a factor of like 100 over the last 30 years. They have literally choked off the use of affordable natural gas, for example, most obviously, but generally spending so much money on windmills and stuff. And guess what? The wind stops blowing occasionally, even in the North Sea. That's amazing. As you say, as Trump said, it is a total con job. You know what you need to do, and I'm sure you've done some of this, is expose who got rich on this. Because it following the money is all, what it, you know, always very impressive.
Yes, in fact, it's still a little early to find out. We know that, you know, the Stacey Abrams, the John Podestas. But if you go back to Obama's green stimulus, which, by the way, it was only like $70 billion, and compared to Joe Biden's $1.2 trillion attempted, I mean, it's incredible how, you know, the inflation slash increase of these budgets have gone up. But even like the Washington Post, CBS News, 7 out of 10 of the recipients of that $75 billion back the solar and green energy that Obama did were going to Democrat donors, as reported by the mainstream media. It takes a while to ferret all this out, but we'll eventually know where a lot of this money went. But again, it's not, it's particularly the Inflation Reduction Act, even when they passed it, I don't even know if we hit 50% repeal because the money was allocated. But still, we're trying, and the Trump administration is trying, and they have done a phenomenal job. At this point, you remember It's a Wonderful Life with Potter. You know, it's 50 cents on the dollar. Better get 50 cents your money back than none back. And that's, you know, it's exactly right at this point. Not to defend Potter and It's a Wonderful Life, but people were looking at losing everything had Trump not come in.
Mark, you are the voice of reason. Thank you so much for joining us. Sorry about my little technical mishap earlier, but you're terrific.
Residents at Brightview Senior Living Communities enjoy enhanced possibilities, independence, and choice. Brightview Northfax will offer vibrant senior independent living, assisted living, and memory care services through various daily programs and cultural events, chef-prepared meals, safety and security, transportation, resort-style amenities, and high-quality care. Everything you need is here. Discover more at brightviewnorfax.com. Welcome Center is now open. Equal housing opportunity.